Hey, welcome back to This Week in Victoria. I'm your host, Chris Daly. I will be joined shortly by Brother Gary Moses. We're going to talk about all the action going on in Victoria, all the exciting things going on. But first, these messages. Looking for a trustworthy and reliable real estate inspector? Look no further than Barry Inspections. James Barry has worked for over 27 years in public safety and is still active as a police officer. That means you can count on receiving the highest integrity, trustworthiness, and dedication to what's right. He provides comprehensive and thorough inspections to ensure your peace of mind when buying or selling a property. Don't leave the safety and security of your investment to chance. Contact Barry Inspections today at 361-298-0472. All right, everybody, join me in welcoming Brother Gary Moses to the show. Brother Gary, how are you doing?
I'm doing fine, Chris. Good to be with you once again. Huge weeks. Hope everybody had a great Easter there is so much going on that weekend. This one is no exception. They're all going to be this way for a good while now. So hope everybody enjoyed it. So, one more time. You ready?
Yeah. We got a little high water, but the weather cleared up real nice.
It sure did. Let it go down now. I like some sunshine, but there's always going to be some rain forecast. We'll take it when it comes. But looking at the picture here, we got some stuff outside. So here we go. Here it is today, Thursday. I want to mention the historic home tour kickoff dinner and auction. I'll be at that this evening at the Mitchell House. You know the old Mitchell School is, brother?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, that's where it's going to be there. They're going to give some tours that night. It's part of the dinner, and that place will be opened up later on as a market of some sort. So historic home tour coming up, and we're going to be mentioning something else in a little bit about a parade of homes. In fact, you want to do it right now.
Sure. We've got Crossroads Builders Association coming on board. And, if you're from the area, you know about the parade of homes. If you're not, you need to check it out. It's a really cool thing where they highlight the best new construction in the area. Beautiful stuff.
Oh, it is. Chris, I've been going to it and helping them out with that for years now. And that's one of the highlights of my year to go to see some of those homes. So parade of homes coming up in May, first couple of weekends in May. Get ready for that. And a historic home tour right around the corner. So you can see and picture some great stuff in our area. And I can tell you good stuff coming up. Tonight also, the Victoria Public Library has their jam night, Harper Hawkins, from 7 to 7:30. So put a couple of them right there. And AV Interiors, good friend of mine, David Hartman. I know you know him, Chris.
Mm-hmm.
He's opening up his facility, his AV Interiors. It's right across from Crazy About Manganata's open house over there. Good guy. He's got a new shop called AV Interiors. They'll be there from 5 to 7:30 tonight and tomorrow. So you can take a look at this new business. Good friend. Been with him for many years and wanted to give him a plug, sir.
You bet. Excellent.
All right, sir. Now, we move into Friday. My big one is the International Festival. It's a multicultural event. Different foods from all the different groups that they have going to school here. They're at the University of Houston, Victoria, cultural groups, 5:30 to 8:30 on the grounds of the UHB campus. And that is one special event. Looking forward to that one.
Yeah, definitely. I always look forward to that.
Yes, sir. And Bourbonology, a history of America's native spirits. And you know what kind of spirits we are talking about. Bourbon distillers. And they're going to be the beginnings of the bourbon industry. They're going to talk about the Museum of the Coastal Bend from 5:30 to 6:30. I'll be in that area, but I won't be there. I'll be at the International Fair. But that sounds like a fun one, doesn't it?
Well, since it's history, it interests me. I'm not a bourbon guy, but
love
history. Yes.
Yeah, it sounds fun because just the way it started. And they'll take you back to the 1920s and all that is what I understood. So good stuff there. But if you like wine, they got Friday Night Wild About Wine at the Texas Zoo. It's a fundraiser from 7 to 11 o'clock. it's always a good time at the zoo. Always love raising money for the zoo itself. So good stuff there. And I got to keep on going. One more for Friday, Autism Awareness Month parents presentation. The parents will present it at the Children's Discovery Museum from 5 to 6. It's information and accessibility for students. They're trying to do that at the Children's Discovery Museum. So very good array of events for Friday, isn't it?
Oh, very good. Yeah, and that's just the start of the weekend.
Yeah, we're moving into Saturday, and here we go. Tutus and Tennis Shoes, a fundraiser for the Victoria Ballet Theater. It's going to be at Riverside Park. It's a 1K, a 5K run walk, either one of those, a ride, a bike ride, a paddle. Well, of course, that's canoeing, all in Riverside Park starting at 8 o'clock, benefiting the Victoria Ballet Theater. So take your pick. You can do what you want to do. It's good stuff there. How about that?
I like it. Well, I don't have a tutu, but I do have tennis shoes.
Yeah, got the tennis shoes, too. We've had to do everything and everything for the Victoria Ballet Theater over the years. The Nutcracker, so many things that I've done with them. So great, great stuff. And also Saturday, it's an outreach service brought to you by God's Church of Restoration, Queen City Park, from 11 to 3. Very good of these people to do that, outreaching to the neighborhood. Saturday also, UHV Jags have their baseball fundraiser. And I understand some ball games after. If the fundraiser starts before the games, silent auction, barbecue plate, 10 o'clock on Riverside Stadium. So all for the Jags right there.
Right on.
And
good baseball.
Chris, yeah, I love baseball. It's been one of my favorites. Football, baseball, basketball, give them all to me. Saturday also, Mission Valley Volunteer Fire Department has their chicken barbecue, and that's going to be from 11 to 1 at Mission Valley Fire Station, if you head out that way, Mission Valley Road. Also Saturday, City by the Sea Museum Speakeasy Gala. Now that one's in Seadrift. Jazz band, food, drink from 7 to 11. They sent me their stuff. I thought we'd go ahead and give a plug on that one.
Oh, sure. Yeah.
Yeah. Saturday also, the Jigsaw Puzzle Exchange, Victoria Mall, 9:30. Have you ever done that one, Chris?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I used to do that almost every month with my mom until she got to where she can't do puzzles anymore.
I think I remember you telling me that. Yes, 9:30, yes. Still free, still every third Saturday of the month. And then Habitat for Humanity, Backyard Boil. You know, that's crawfish and shrimp boil. It's a benefit for the Habitat for Humanity, 5 o'clock on at the Club Westerner. Is there some stuff? We got another full page coming up almost. You know? Wow.
Once again, a whole lot of good food, too.
And good food right and left. All right, continuing on in Saturday, the Victoria Farmers Market, 9 to 1, Patty Dotson Public Health Center. They do it every Saturday and every Wednesday at the Patty Dotson Health Place. Also Saturday, the Victoria College Spring Choral Concert, 5 p.m. at the Victoria College Fine Arts Center. Give you a little choir in there. And then there's a Warriors Weekend flag sale event with entertainment selling the flags to benefit the Field of Honor. That will be at the Bravo Car Dealership on their grounds right across from the Hilton Garden Inn from 10 to 2. So if you'd like to go take part in that, get a flag, help make a donation for the Field of Honor, you can do so this Saturday. Good stuff there.
Excellent.
Man, I'm telling you. And then this one, I know you'll like, and you, ladies and gentlemen, you're going to like this one. Paul Print Painting Party. Paul Print Painting Party. Little buddies, dogs. Your dog will make its own print or a picture with the paw print. It's going to be a local pet from 12 to 3. Adopt a pet will be there with some dogs to help get adopted. That's located at 1305 B Airline Road. So check that out. That sounds like fun to me.
Oh, it does. And you know, the sad thing about a dog's life is that it's so much shorter than ours. So, you know, that'll be a nice memento, too.
Everyone I've been in contact with or see. You pull for it. You hope that they're doing okay. Yep. So, yeah, and I have been to a paw print party before. They're fun. And then I got one more for Saturday. Shiner, Cynthia information, downtown market days. They have downtown Shiner, Texas, 9 to 4 on Saturday. So that's a wide variety of wonderful events all for this coming Saturday. And then we move into Sunday, sir.
Hey, the Parade of Homes is coming up. The Parade of Homes is an annual event showcasing the latest in home building design, floor plans, architecture, state-of-the-art technology, interior design, outdoor living, furniture decor, landscape design, and new home trends in products and services throughout the Victoria and Crossroads area. It's happening May 5th through 7th, May 10th, and May 12th through 14th. It's cash only, $15. Tickets may be purchased at the following locations during business hours. Beginning Friday, April 28th, Crossroads Builders Association, Crossroads Flooring and Design, Hall Lighting and Design Center, Young Tile and Granite, Kitchen and Bath Showplace, Sherwin-Williams Company, and SRU Home Store. Hey, do you need to stand out and get noticed? Look no further than Solar Tint and Graphics. They specialize in residential and commercial solar film, security film, and decorative film installation. In addition, they do signs, as well as vehicle tinting and wraps. In fact, their graphics team does some of the best work around. Whether it's vinyl banners, vehicle signage, or you want to have the coolest looking ice chest in town, Solar Tint and Graphics will take care of you. And when you need window film for your home or business, they have exactly what you need. They use only top-of-the-line film, proven to save you big on your electric bills and stay beautiful. Not only will you save money, but the beauty and comfort have an immediate impact on how you feel and how the world sees you. So why wait? Visit SolarStopTX.com or call 361-570-7867. That's Solar Tint and Graphics. SolarStopTX.com.
And then we move into Sunday, sir. I got a good one right here. Well, first off, let me get this one in. KC's Council, 1329, barbecue chicken plate. Here's some more food. It's all good, too, ladies and gentlemen. KC Hall, 9 a.m. till sold out. Half chicken, mashed potatoes, green beans, and bread. Oh, my. Right, sir?
Right.
Good stuff. And then in the afternoon, Chris, all about the kids. We're going to do a senior surf for West High School. Now, the senior serve raises money for project graduation for their graduation party the night that they graduate this year, and that's West High School. It will be at the high school cafeteria West, 4:30 p.m., project graduations who are benefiting, and, again, it's a meal. The kids, the seniors serve their families and parents and friends. Also, it's an auction, a raffle, and they're raising funds. I enjoy these. I've been doing them for a few years now, and I really enjoy these. So I'll be doing West High School this Sunday. We already did East last month, so here we do West this month. Good stuff. So how about that for a Sunday? That's a pretty good list of events even for Sunday right there.
Yes, sir. Yeah, keep
and
us
then,
busy.
Yeah, you betcha. Now, Crossroads Build Association, they have their luncheon on Tuesday. You're talking about CBA. Club at Colony Creek, I think the mayor's speaking from 11:30 to 1, and that's on Tuesday of next week. The Alzheimer's meeting, and I'm all about the Alzheimer's, walked-in Alzheimer's event, and as we feature sometimes nonprofits, I want to mention that. They have their monthly meeting from 12 to 1, and that's going to be at the Victoria Mall Community Room. That's on Tuesday. And you can get registered for the walk. You can find out more information on it. Always good stuff right there. And just wanted to mention that.
Do you have the time for that one?
12 o'clock to 1 o'clock at the Community Room, Victoria Mall.
Perfect.
Yes, sir. And then on Wednesday, there's a meet and greet, healthcare workers. If you want to hear what's going on in the healthcare field, a number of different groups are represented. They'll be at Froggy's Grub and Pub from 11 to 1, and I'll be over there with that one on Wednesday. We'll take you all the way up to the next show. And so that's going on. VFW, of course, has coffee and donuts every Wednesday from 8:30 to 10 in the morning for veterans. Others are welcome. They also have a hamburger night from 5 to 8 o'clock. That is every Wednesday also, $6 for the hamburger with chips. I told you about Farmer's Market. KC Bingo is every Wednesday at 7 o'clock, KC Hall. I think we've covered our bases, and there's more coming in as we speak. You know it?
I love it.
It's really good, isn't it, Chris? We're very busy, and no let up, and we don't want it to. It's just a fun time. They're all good months now, every one of them.
Yeah, that's true, and there's so many good things. Whether you live in the area or you're visiting the area, you know, Victoria has so many great businesses, restaurants, events, organizations, you name it. It's just a great place.
Couldn't say it any better. You're right. I get to work with so many different groups, and what a pleasure to do so and help a number of folks out. So just check them out if you can. If you see something you want to go to, ask us. We'll let you know. If we've got it, we're going to put it out there for you. But, you know, Chris, it's always good. And so much, like you said, entertainment, food, drink, events, just good times to be had right here in Victoria and surrounding areas. Right here, we've got it all. I mean that. Now, we're blessed, aren't we, brother?
Oh, we definitely are. We definitely are. We also want to thank all our sponsors. And if you get a chance, stop by these guys and thank them for bringing you this show, because I get so many people stopping me saying they love the show, and I'm like, don't tell me. Tell the sponsors. They make it happen.
Please do, and we have some great folks that have been with us. Take a little time off. They come back. These sponsors that we have now, they're wonderful people, and they're doing it because they want to put the community in touch with these events, and they also want to be a part of it. We thank them very much. And Chris, you got a good list of a bunch of good ones right there.
You bet. You bet. And none of this would be possible without you, Brother Gary. Thank you so much for everything, for all the years I've known you, but especially for this show.
All right, Hacky Sack player. I've known you for a long time, too, and you're a good guy, and that's why I'm with you. We go back to the Hacky Sack days. I might bring that up every once in a while because those
that's
were
true.
Great days, weren't they? They were great then.
Say, that was the early 80s. It's been a while.
It's early 80s. We go way back together. Good times to be had right there. Thanks again, Chris, for all you do, and all of y'all out there, thank y'all for tuning in. Let's just keep on doing what we're doing.
Right on. All right, everybody, join me in welcoming Courtney and Sam Poland to the show. Hey, guys, how are y'all doing?
Doing great today. How about yourself?
I'm doing great. You see, I switched things around, and I mentioned Courtney first this time just because I felt like, hey, I've been ignoring her.
No, that's okay. Me and Sam, you can play favorites. It doesn't matter.
I love it. Cool. So, talk to me. What's going on these days?
Well, we finally, the rain cleared up. It's a beautiful day today.
It is.
And I'm starting to see everything should be starting to pop back up in your yard that you've been waiting on since the freeze. So if you don't really see anything, any green leaves or anything coming out, I would definitely start thinking about replacing and getting that yard beautiful for springtime.
Well, and you had mentioned on the, I can't remember the name of the plant I'm talking about, that my wife was saying, oh, let's get rid of those. Yeah, those all came out. I wish I could remember the name of the plant now.
Yeah, the sunshine definitely does that. It helps that, you know, we've had warmer weather subtracting in the last 4 days. But, yeah, the sunshine does wonders on plants, so I'm glad some people did wait because I wasn't surprised to see so much come back out.
And the other thing we wanted to talk about or the tent caterpillars or the worms that everybody's seeing right now.
Yes, worms. Even though I work outside, just know that if you come to the nursery and I see a worm, I'm still going to scream like it's my first day on the job. I hate worms, and I'll never get used to them. So if you're seeing those pop up, we have a couple products. The Caterpillar Killer with BT. BT is a ingredient that actually takes care of the worms. So that is fantastic. It's a liquid. You only need a little bit in a gallon of water, and it does the job. So keep in mind with you know, we're going to insect season as well. So bugs and worms, you also have to spray your insecticides once a week for 3 weeks. If you make the mistake of only spraying it, you know, one time, the eggs are going to come out and hatch and you're going to have that problem. So spraying 3 times for your worms and your insects will kill that life cycle.
Well, there you go. Yeah, that's exactly what you need, because, again, so many people do it one time and think it's over, and then next thing you know, they say, oh, that didn't work.
Exactly. Yes, exactly. Yeah, it definitely takes the 3 applications. I promise we're not trying to sell you more product. You just definitely have to finish the application process.
Excellent. Excellent. And before we get into the DIY tips, what are some of the new plants you have in at the nursery?
Ooh, let's see. We did just get a tropical truck. We got some really pretty thrialis, really pretty roses we just got in, the Brightabella, which they're like a purpley rose. Those are really pretty.
And we also restocked on our Azoras, and the Thai plants are finally back in stock. Everybody loves those. They're a beautiful, like, burgundy, purple, and pink. They are a showstopper, and they're fantastic. So those, everybody was like, when are you going to get those in? We do have those again. And our most loved product of all, or our most loved plant, is Blue Days. They are back in stock. We have about 125 left. It sounds like a lot, but they'll sell in about 2.5 weeks. So I definitely run, don't walk, and get your Blue Days.
I love it. I love it. So you also have some tips for us, right?
Yes. So tips on landscaping to make it look like, you know, you had a professional crew come in and do it. So prep is always the most important. You want to prep your soil with, we use a 1-1-1 ratio of chicken manure, soil conditioner, and cotton burr compost. The bags are fairly inexpensive, and I always tell people, if you're already spending hundreds to thousands of dollars on your landscape, spend that extra $100 to get that soil prep. Of course, right. If you have a smaller bed, it's going to be, you know, more inexpensive, but well worth it to prep it correctly. Weed cloth, too. Putting weed cloth down really does help fight so many weeds, and then laying a pre-emergent down as well. That pre-emergent will stop the seeds from germinating that turn into weeds, and that does that for 4 months at a time. So that is fantastic to heavy salt and pepper into those flower beds, even existing flower beds. And then, of course, when it comes to, you know, okay, landscape, we're getting our plants laid out, measuring the correct distance between plants and making sure they're in their straight lines or their triangles, you know, the formation that we want it to become. Measuring is so imperative to making it look like you just paid somebody to come in and design it. It looks so good. It's so fantastic. It really takes your landscape to the next level.
Excellent. And when it comes to the spacing of plants, that's where a nursery like Rankin's comes in so handy, is they can actually come and talk to you, and you know you're not just somebody hired at minimum wage to man the plant center. You know what's going on, and you know the distances, so you can help them.
Absolutely, yes.
Yes. Spacing is a huge key, especially when they mature. You know, if you put a brand new landscape in, it's going to look good regardless at the beginning, because, you know, it's a fresh new look. But as they mature, if you have a misspace, that's when you'll really see the problem.
Got it. Well, Sam and Courtney from Rankin's Nursery, I want to thank you again for everything you do and for all the great information you share.
Well, thank you. I appreciate it. And thank you for having us.
Yes, we definitely appreciate it.
Gosh, I want to thank everybody that played a role in this show. All the great interviews, of course, Brother Gary Moses, could not be possible without him. And of course, the sponsors who made this show possible. Please go out and support those nonprofits. Go out and support your local artists. Go out and support these businesses that help share This Week in Victoria. Until next time, for This Week in Victoria, for Brother Gary Moses and myself, enjoy This Week in Victoria, and hey, keep it real.